Well, big news made today by the Milwaukee Brewers. The team signs outfielder Jackson Churio to an 8-year contract through 2031. There are club options that could keep him around through 2033. It's an industry record commitment for a player who has never played a single inning of Major League Baseball. This deal could be worth over $100 million for a player who is 19 years old. Joining us on the line right now is Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold, who orchestrated the deal. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Are you doing okay getting around the hotel? It's like a city on its own out there in Nashville.
It really is, and I get stopped every four feet, you know, it feels like. And it's a really cool place to be, and there's so much good energy here right now with all the baseball fans. And so it's awesome. And today's, you know, like you said, it's another great day for the Brewers here to have this agreement with Jackson Churio.
So, Matt, walk us through the genesis of the deal. When did you realize that this deal had to get done at this time?
Yeah, I think honestly it starts when you get to know this kid, going back to when we first started scouting this kid at a very, very young age, and you just get to know the kind of person he is, how much our scouts loved him, you know, how much our coaches have vouched for this guy, and he's just done everything the right way, you know, and when you make commitments like this, you know, it's a really big investment in a person, you know, and we feel like he is certainly a very, very talented kid, but he also has great character and great work habits, which is a great thing to have. And part of why we're here today to seal the deal on this type of deal.
So why was now the right timing for the move, Matt, rather than doing it around spring training or perhaps after he breaks through and actually joins the major league club?
Yeah, it's tough to time these up. You know, when you have conversations going, frankly, for months back and forth, sometimes they accelerate, sometimes they slow down to the point where you think maybe we won't get a deal done. And we just kind of found the right chord with him, you know, and it came together and just happened to come together here at the winter meetings. And so, again, we're all excited for Jackson and his family for sure.
So I know there's an element of risk with any signing, and you and I have talked about how it can be dangerous in baseball to pay somebody for what they've already done and hoping they can continue doing that. It's almost like a law of diminishing returns after somebody becomes an MVP. How many more MVP seasons do they have? This is completely the opposite, right? You're betting on a player's upside and talent that he could become one of the best in the league.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like you said, Greg, so a lot of times you see these long-term deals and it's for what they have done in the past. And sometimes that's past their peak. And in this case, we feel like there's so much upside here with Jackson and his future that we felt like it was good to kind of preserve that here and obviously make a big bet, you know, from the Brewers' perspective, and obviously a big, you know, a big commitment from Jackson that tells both sides that, hey, we're all committed to this and we're both excited to be Brewers together for a very long time.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold joining us here on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. Matt, I assume his performance will dictate a timeline, but are we to believe that Jackson Churio could begin the season with the Major League club?
I think it's going to go at Jackson's pace. I mean, I think he's certainly going to have every opportunity to make our opening day team, but it's, you know, we want to pace this guy, I think, to some degree. I mean, he's still a very, very young player, and we don't need to accelerate him. We know he's going to be a Brewer and be a contributor here for a very long time, but that being said, certainly has a very real opportunity to make our team on opening day.
So for people who know nothing about Jackson Churio, Matt, what is it about this kid that you've had eyes on since before he could even drive?
We've scouted this kid, you know, since he was probably 11 years old, and we just have so much history with him going back with our scouts, and they've just done an awesome job. And I could honestly probably do a whole other call with you to talk about the talent that this guy has and the way we envision his future. And you know, he's just done everything right. And you know, one of our coaches on our major league staff is Nestor Cordor, and he was managing Jackson this winter in winter ball, and he said basically this kid is, you know, one of the best players in the league here, you know. And so he's, again, he just continues to pass every gate with flying colors. And so, you know, he's just so talented on both sides of the ball that we were thrilled to make this type of investment in him.
So we know he can hit. Where does he fit in the field? What's your plan for him there?
I mean, look, he's certainly talented enough to play center field at a well above average clip. We have a lot of talented outfielders, as you know, and so he's certainly good enough to play right field or left field as well. And so, you know, he's going to fill in wherever Murph puts him in the lineup, and I know he's going to do everything he can to help us win games here.
So, Matt, when you go to Mark Attanasio and say, I got an idea – I want to lock down our top prospect for potentially 10 years and set an industry-setting mark for a player who has not yet played in the major leagues. What was Mark's response?
He was all for it. I mean, that's the great part about having, you know, a supportive ownership group. I mean, Mark has been incredibly supportive for years in our market and with me and just everything about trying to put a winning product on the field. I think you see the commitment to what he wants to do here with the Brewers and keeping them in Wisconsin for the next generation and everything in the commitment here with Jackson Churio. He really does invest and really does care about the Brewers. And so that conversation was easy for me, and he was certainly supportive and gave us the green light to pursue something like this, which was awesome.
How do you know Jackson takes this opportunity, this contract, and doesn't believe he's arrived before he's arrived?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you saw our press conference, I mean, how emotional he got. I mean, this kid takes this stuff very seriously. And, you know, when you make a commitment like this, you know that this is not just betting on the kid's talent and athleticism, which we know are there. I mean, this is a kid that has really, really good character. And this means just so much to him and his family. And, you know, he's such a blue collar player. I think he's going to fit in great with our community and our players and in every way. And so I think we're just going to get even a better version of him because of this.
Winter meetings, definitely a time of the year where deals get done. A lot of banquets, a lot of conferences, a lot of cocktails over dinner. Matt, how active are the conversations?
Yeah, we're certainly busy. We have a lot of lines in the water at the moment. You know, at the same time, this is a date on the calendar. And look, we don't have to get anything done here. We're certainly open to it. And we're going to be very, very busy this week. But look, we want to ultimately put the best team on the field on opening day. And so, you know, this is certainly an opportunity for everybody to get together, potentially accelerate some of those conversations. But for the most part, you know, we're just going to do what we can to help the team both this week and through spring training and up until opening day and beyond.
Well, spring training is going to be awfully exciting, Matt. Looking forward to pitchers and catches reporting in a couple of months and, you know, seeing one of your newest signees on the field throughout the course of February and March.
Yeah, we're excited as well, Greg. Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate you.
Get some good barbecue while you're there.
Okay, deal. I'm
all right, Matt. Yeah, thanks so much. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.